But before that, he says, now I want to talk to you Philippians, and I want to tell you certain things. He says, for instance, here, first of all, he says, I want you to beware of dogs. Now, this is not a word that he's giving to the mailman. I don't know why. We had a dog, a husky, and that dog hated the mailman. I don't know why, because we changed mailman quite frequently during the time that we had the dog. And each one of them, he had the same attitude toward them. And so probably this would be a word for the mailman. Beware of dogs. But that's not really what Paul's talking about. When he says dogs, what does he mean? Well, I think we can get some insight on this if we go back to Isaiah, the 56th chapter, verse 10. And Isaiah there is warning the people against false prophets in his day. Those that attempted to comfort the people all the time instead of giving them warning all the time. And that's a grave danger today, because in our very affluent society where comfort is the last word, I'll be very frank with you, when we travel, we're at the age that we like to rest. I look for a motel that's comfortable. I'm not roughing it. I just don't believe I'd be able to make my engagements if I carried a sleeping bag with me and slept by the side of the road. Just couldn't do it physically. I look for comfort, and I think all of us do. And as a result, there's a danger today in the ministry of just comforting the saints all the time. I had a man, he was a prominent member, that left the church that I ministered in. And he gave us the reason that I never gave him any comfortable messages. Well, I didn't know it at the time, but I found out later that in his business, he wasn't exactly ethical always. The fact of the matter is that there were some thought he was very unethical. And very frankly, he didn't need messages of comfort. He needed messages of warning. And I think that was the thing he didn't like. I'm not sure, but what he thought, I knew something which I absolutely did not know. And I never preached a sermon at an individual in my life, so it could not be that. But I'm of the opinion that there are too many folk today want comfort when they actually probably need to have something else. When I went to see the doctor, I tried my best to be evasive with him, and I told him that I knew somebody that had the same trouble I did, and they were given medicine and got over it. And my doctor, as he examined me, he said, now, Dr. McGee, if you need medication, I'm going to give it to you. But he says, I don't think you need medication. You're in trouble. Well, now, that's not very nice to say, is it? But I've thanked him for it. Many times he said to me very candidly, he says, I'm going to tell you the truth, because if I don't, you won't have confidence in me. Now, he said, you have cancer. I've thanked him for that ever since. May I say to you, I want to hear the truth. Don't you want to hear the truth? Well, there were a great many prophets in Isaiah's day, false prophets that were comforting the people. In fact, they were not warning them at all. Now, in Isaiah 56:10, this is the way he describes them. His watchmen are blind. They're all ignorant. They're all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. The dumb dogs. He likens the false prophet to dumb dogs. You see, the sheepdog, I tell you, he watched the sheep. And if a lion or a bear made a foray into the flock, that dog was there to run him away and bark like mad and gave a warning of approach of any kind of danger. But you see, the false prophets, they were slumbering. They gave no warning at all. And Isaiah was unpopular because people said, let us sleep. And that's what the danger in America today. We're going to sleep, friends. Not just under drugs and alcohol, but under the affluent blanket that we're in. Under the idea of comfort, of something for nothing. Take it easy. Have a good day. Those are the things today that we're seeking, and as a result, why, somebody ought to be doing a little barking today. And so he called the false prophets dumb dogs. I'm not sure, but that's where the DD degree originated, dumb dog degree. not saying what you ought to say as a prophet of God, as a man of God. And so Paul says, beware of dogs. Beware of these men that are constantly comforting you and are not giving you the word of God. And he says, beware of evil workers. Now, some are evil workers. They're absolutely not honest. I don't want to go into that today. Now, beware of the concision. Now, he slurs the word circumcision. Why? Because he says they're really no longer the circumcision. And he calls them the concision. But he is warning against Judaism, the legalizers, those that were wanting to put Christians under the law. He says, beware of the concision.